Well, Amber Kareen is with us today. The Kōanga Festival 2026 program's been launched again. A celebration of Māori artistic and toy endeavour. It's always wonderful to have a kōrero with you. Amber, how are you doing? Tēnā koe. It's good to catch up again.
Kia ora, Dale. Great to hear your voice.
Tēnā koe, Amber.
Doing well.
Kei te pai, Amber. Pretty good this year. Just, you know, older, greyer, wider, all of these things. But, you know, living large, and it's great to catch up with you again, sis. Hey, set us up for a kōrero. Tell us again, because some won't be familiar with the Kōanga Festival. We've been talking about it for a number of years, but just set us up with a bit of history of it and what it aims to do, and dates that we can, you know, put a little block in our diaries, because there's some wonderful events coinciding with the festival. Tell us a little more about the Kōanga Festival, please.
Sure thing. We're in our 12th year of our Kōanga Festival. Kōanga Festival, at the time of Kōanga, is a time of celebrating Māori storytelling, Māori indigenous and storytelling from Te Moana Nui Akiwa. And we do that here at Te Pō Centre, which is a kaupapa Māori performing arts venue in Henderson, in West Auckland. And we run this festival in Hetema around Te Wiki Te Reo Māori. This year the dates are going to be the 10th to the 20th of September. So it's 11 days packed full of incredible Māori and Pacific storytelling. We're talking about theatre shows.
Amber,
Amber,
can I just interrupt for a moment? Because we had a scratchy signal yesterday too, and your voice is sounding very melodic and musical, which is lovely, but it's sort of got an intermittent feed. Would you mind hanging up for a minute? I'll get our sound engineer to give you a call back and just see if we get a clearer signal. That might be better. Thanks, Amber. Amber Kareen with us today, 10th of September. I'd like you to diary it in. I had cause to go to one of the shows out at Te Pō Theatre, which is out west at the Corbin Estate. And it was a wonderful venue. I went out there and saw a show. It was about the, and I don't go to the theatre very much, but I must say, every time I do, I sort of enjoy the experience. There's something about the live nature of theatre, of course, that's very appealing. I went to a show that was focused in on the handle room at Crownlyn Potteries. Now, my mum used to work at Crownlyn, and as kids, we used to romp through the Crownlyn Potteries site out there in Newlyn. And indeed, one of these big trolleys that used to carry the cups and saucers to go to the firing room was big. It had one wheel at the front and two wheels at the back. Anyway, we tahaed it as a trolley. Could fit 10 kids in it. 10 kids, can you imagine it? Coming down Holbrook Street in Blockhouse Bay. And we had free oil. So from an uncle up the road, so these wheels would be oiled up. There'd be kids laughing and screaming going down the hill. Well, we're all good here. Lungie's been kind enough to ring Amber back, and she's going to be sounding, she was sounding great, but the connection wasn't. Yeah, just talking about going out to the festival to watch. What was that show, Amber? It was about Crownlyn Potteries. I went out a couple of years ago because my mum used to work there, and I thought, well, I better go and have a look at this.
Right. That show was Handlers.
Handlers, that's what it was.
And it was Handlers, about women in the handle room at Crownlyn.
That's exactly right. And so it resonated with me. I just enjoyed the experience being at the Corbin Arts Centre, and the theatre, and the vibe was just very cool. So,
great. Yeah, and that was Kōanga Festival script. It was developed in Kōanga Festival. And then has gone on to win awards. That play went and won awards down in Wellington.
Tēnā koe.
It's been a fantastic show.
And we might see something similar in this lineup. So the festival starts on the 10th of September. Tell us about some of the lineup now that we have a better connection, please, Amber.
Cool thing. Well, let me know if my connection drops out. We might need to talk again. But so Kōanga Festival starts on the 10th of September. We've got an incredible lineup of Māori storytelling. We've got theatre, beautiful waiata. The festival starts with Opera Reo Māori, some new Reo Māori opera. It's in partnership with NZO, with New Zealand Opera. And we then have incredible tonga pūro, poetry and live visual art painting to show ihirangaranga. We've got our Kōanga Festival Whānau Day with the storytelling and great whānau fun that's free for everyone. Some theatre shows as well as a comedy night. And we finish with the incredible show Upu, which is homecoming show, which has been going around to Canada, it's been to Australia, and now it gets to come back home.
Tēnā koe. Sadly, the signal is, I think it's because you Westies haven't been paying your bills and something's happened to you. You got a scratchy signal. You might have to sing a couple of bars of Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Is that how it is?
Hey, but Amber, we've got some good lead-in time. So, A, we've got plenty of time to fix the signal, and B, perhaps you'd be kind enough to come on in one day on 4Hereherehua. We'll have a yarn and we can celebrate the lineup for 2026.
That'd be great.
Yeah, but look, I can still understand what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. But and our listeners at home can as well.
There's something going on in the West Auckland, on the West Auckland phone signal. I'm not sure what it is.
Are you down at the Arts Centre now?
Yeah. Well, actually in Te Atu South right now. So I'm going to blame Te Atu South Pasipaere here that are playing up with the phone signal right now.
Yeah. Just by coincidence, it happened to John Tamahede's phone. So you might blame John.
I'm
pretty sure we were speaking to him from Tatatu as well, though, Amber. So, no jest. It could be something to do with the tower out there. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, we've got plenty of time, lead-in time, to celebrate the artists, the effort, and we're very comfortable here to acknowledge and promote the Kōanga Festival. It's been very cool. How many events coincide with the festival again, Amber?
So it's got about 12 events this year, and that's 12 events over 11 days, so it's going to be a really big full festival.
Very
lots
good.
Lots to come out for.
Thanks so much. Good to catch up with you again, Amber.
Great.
Next time we'll get to clear a line. Thanks very much. Ngā mihi.
Thank you.
Bye.